Hello, Nerdy Legion. Once again, I am Dustin. These are your Comic Talk headlines. Thank you for listening to Comic Talk today, and let's jump into the news. TV news. TV and movies, gonna be quick. Again, getting ready for Comic-Con. I don't know how many times I'm gonna say that in this episode, but that is the reason that this is a little rushed and potentially a little late. but we're going, and we're gonna be flying through this. There's not a whole lot of updates. There's movie festivals and things that are going on, so everybody's trying to review movies that are out, and that's not exactly what this show's all about. So we're not doing reviews, we're talking about news and upcoming stuff. When everybody that would be breaking these things and would be my sources that are the ones that kind of feed out the news are worried about the festivals, then it does just kind of makes it a slow episode, I guess. So TV news. We've got a new series from Man of Action Entertainment. For those that have not been watching Generally Nerdy for very long, that have not been aware of me for all that long, and you are watching the show now, welcome. But also, I got to interview the guys from Man of Action 2 years ago at Dink Denver, so definitely go check that out on the channel. But they're putting out a new show on Cartoon Network. The studio that gave us Ben 10, that's the guys. Also, they have Marvel credits between them and just all kinds of crazy comic book cred. Go check them out. The interview is actually a whole lot of fun. It's on the YouTube channel right there, so just go look for Generally Nerdy. Anyway, and the Sitting Down With series is my interview series. Shameless self-promotion, right? But this is going to be a little bit different from what we've seen from Man of Action, in that this is going to be CG and live action, not just animated and potentially CG, but it's CG and live action. So interesting to see what they do. The premise of the series sounds like this weird amalgamation of Shazam and Ant-Man and Toy Story. Yeah, it got me intrigued, and I can't help myself. I will very likely watch a few episodes of this, and if it's any good, we'll talk about it. Next, though, we're talking about a little bit of meta news for Netflix. It seems that Netflix is testing the waters with the week-to-week release schedule. Now, don't get too worried just yet, because right now the only shows that are doing it are their talk shows, which kind of you would expect to do something akin to week to week, because that's how a talk show works. But also, a couple of their reality shows are now going week to week. They have The Great British Bake Off, is the next season will be releasing week to week. And then I apologize for reading this directly from the notes, Rhythm and Flow is a new series that they're starting that's reality-based in the hip-hop and R&B world. It's going to follow artists, I think. And that show is going to be released in chunks. Instead of one episode every week, you're going to get like four episodes all at once, and then 4 weeks later, you're going to get another four episodes. So it sounds like they're trying new models for content, for releasing their content, and that could potentially lead into some of their nerdy things, the things that we actually care about. Though I don't know if that's really going to take hold. It seems that they're getting a fair amount of pushback from fans and from subscribers. Though, this is also very likely in response to the announcements that Disney Plus is going to be doing week to week, the fact that DC Universe does week to week, and the fact that Hulu has been threatening to do week to week for a while. So very likely this is going to be something of an industry standard. Also, YouTube, if you pay for your YouTube, you can binge whatever you want as soon as it releases. But if you are going to be doing YouTube Premium for free, because they just announced they're going to start doing ad-supported YouTube Premium content, that content for the ad-supported version will be also week-to-week. So again, it sounds like Netflix is just experimenting to see how they can tackle the week-to-week programming. I really hope it doesn't catch on. And then our final piece of TV news has to do with Picard. And the reason I wanted to bring this up, it's not super exciting. It's just that they have wrapped on principal photography. So now they're going to move into post on the season one. And then once post is done and they've done whatever reshoots they may or may not need to do, then we'll get it released on the CBS All Access streaming app. Now, the reason I wanted to bring this up, again, I said it's not super exciting, but it does have an interesting point that it brings up, in that our content digestion has reached a point where studios and content creation production houses, if you will, are treating episodic content, aka television, in a more cinematic light. They're approaching the subject matter with a much more serious look at how we can tell this story over a course of a few hours, be it like 8 to 12 hours, instead of a limited length that we call feature length, which really caps out 2.5 to 3 hours tops. I mean, anything beyond that, you're losing a vast majority of your audience. So it's just interesting to think that that studios are legitimately thinking about their television content as a large movie, because it used to be that an episode of a TV show was done and edited and everything was done to it in a week, because the following week they would be filming the following episode. Now, that model has kind of been adjusted significantly since it began in the 60s and 70s approximately, but still, even up until very, very recently, a show would start airing before they were done filming that season. So some shows were about a half a season ahead, some shows were about 5 episodes ahead, some shows were maybe 2 episodes ahead. Or if you're The Simpsons, you've been 2 years ahead for the last decade. But still, it's how does that change? Because there are documented instances of, like, Supernatural even, where the fans reacted negatively to where a storyline or a subplot was going. So by the end of that season, the fans' reaction to the first few episodes changed the way the writers dealt with the last few episodes. So that changes the dichotomy of how we view television if they're not waiting for fan reaction. And we've talked in previous episodes about how Amazon is greenlighting series for a second season before the first season has released, and now Disney is starting production on a second season for The Mandalorian before the first season has been released. So is the power changing hands? That's the question I'm positing to you. Is the power changing hands? Because it used to be the power was in the viewer's hands. The viewer, if it was no good, the viewers could react, and the TV studio would either change the show to reflect that reaction or get rid of the show entirely. But now they're not waiting for our response. So are they just telling us what we want? And if we don't want it, then we can go somewhere else? Or, like, that's just a really interesting thing to think about. So what do you guys feel about this? How is your TV digestion changing with the streaming platforms becoming so prevalent? And that's the end of television. Let's move over to movies real quick. You can get out of your head for a couple of minutes. We only have 2 things to talk about in movies. Ah, no, I take that back. We have 1 thing to talk about in movies, and it's Bloodshot. Director Dave Wilson told comicbook.com that they've been done with principal photography. I'm pretty sure we announced this on the show. They've been done with principal photography for months, and they're in post. And then he said something that's pretty awesome. He said that we should anticipate seeing the first Bloodshot trailer before October, or in October at the very latest. But he said anticipate it before October. So sometime this month, we will be seeing our first images, actual images, not just those fan creations, of Vin Diesel as Bloodshot. And also kind of what we can expect from the story, hopefully, will happen in this trailer, too. So very exciting for that. But that's the end of movies, guys. That's it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these nerdy bits plus much more nerdy action, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy, where I'm about to do a lot of coverage for Salt Lake Comic Con, also known as FanX Salt Lake in the fall. But thanks again for listening, nerds, and we will see you next time.